Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. And His truth is marching on. This is Dr. Cox, Master Time, presenting the world today. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. And His truth is marching on. Jesus' disciple asked him, Master, when is the end time? He said, no man know the end time. Even the angels that bow down before my Father, they do not know the end time. But when you see wars and rumors of wars, earthquake in divers places, nation rise up against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Ah, my friends, there's wars on every hand. I know ye not that the end is at hand. I'm here, my friends, to remind you, to encourage you, to be aware of the coming of the Lord. We know the situation that the world is in today. This is the most critical situation of our time. Well, let me tell you, if you read this word of God, it will also concur with the time in which we now live. Many folks, well learned people today, are wondering what is going on today. But I'm here to tell you what is going on is that the coming of the Lord is at hand. Say the night has passed. The night has passed. There's no time for sleeping. That you wake up out of your bed and look up for your redemption draweth nigh. There's no time for drunken. We know the Christmas is coming on. Everybody is getting high. Whether it's liquor, whether it's drugs, whether it's clothes, whether it's money, whether it's new flesh, whether it's marriage, giving in marriage, whatever it is, you're getting high on, you're getting drunk on. Bible said, beware, because the coming of the Lord is at hand. Then you lusting after the things that you cannot obtain. Beware, beloved. The night has passed far spent, and the day of the Lord is at hand. Today, my friend, the jealousies of this world is at an all-time high. Whatever you have, someone is ready to take it from you. They will go to all means to take it away from you. But my friend, Be not alone at the day in which we now live. He said, so it was in the days of Noah, so it will be in the coming of the Son of Man. They were eating, they were drinking, they were marrying, they were giving marriage. And then the flood began. They ran to the knock on the door of the ark. Say, open our doors. Ah, but Noah said, I cannot open because the hands of God has shut the door. Our beloved, when the hands of God has shut the door on you, there is no way. But I'm here to tell you to seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Do not wait until the fire start falling. Do not wait until the mountains start moving. Not until the hills begin to skip from place to place, or the water begin to rise in your house. I will love it. Or the fire begin to fall. My friends have said, you're going to run to the rock and the mountain. Say, fall on earth, for the great day of his wrath has come, and who shall be able to stand? Our beloved, there's a great day coming. It'll be great. It'll be wonderful for those who are anchored in Jesus. For those who are failed, it'll be a judgment day. It'll be a sad day. My friend, today, I look on the preparation that you're making for Christmas. I look on the preparation that you're making for travel. Ah, beloved, for eating and drinking and having a good time. Ah, my friend. I just want to remind you, the day of the Lord. You are representing the day of the Lord. This is Dr. Cox Master Time. Our scripture today will be taken from the book of the First Corinthians, the first chapter. We'll be reading from the 16th to the 31st. Expressing to you the concern that the Apostle Paul had for the people that he has converted to Christ. He said to him, my beloved, this is a universal call wherever the internet today, you can listen to this call, the master call. Give a little time for the master and listen to the master call. It's calling you. It's calling you and you. So whosoever will, whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Don't you want to be saved? Because for my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and his truth is marching on. I say, let the blind, the dumb, the deaf, the sick, the lame, the hungry, thirsty, weary, sad, naked, and bad, whosoever call on the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. The blind receive sight, the deaf hearing, the dumb speech, sick heal, lame walk, hungry bread, thirsty water, weary rest, sad happy, naked clothed with the robe of righteousness. Whosoever call upon his name change in their life. For my eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord, and His truth is marching on. All my friend, my past have been redeemed by the my eyes are fixed on the prize. My future is secure. I am finished with the world and thinking. For my eyes have seen the glory of the Lord. I need no position, promotion, popularity, or popularity. I now walk by. Don't have to be at the top of the pyramid to be recognized or praised or rewarded. I now walk by faith, learn by faith, run with patience, and labor by lift my prayers and labor by the power of the Almighty. My faith is scant. My gait is fast. My goal is heaven. My road is narrow, and my ways are rough. My companion of beauty, my guide are reliable, and my mission is clear. My friend, I wouldn't be bought. Compromise, detour, lure away, turn back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice. Hesitate in the presence of adversary. Negotiate at the table of my enemies, or plunder at the pool of popularity. Amended in the maze of mediocre. I won't give up. I won't shut off until I have stayed up, stored up, paid up, preached up for the cause of Jesus Christ. I am a disciple of Jesus. I must preach until He comes. I must tell it until He comes for me. And when He comes for me, I shall know Him by the print of the nail in His hand, and He shall know me by His blood applied to my heart. He said, Thomas, reach for thy hand and trust your finger in the palm of my hand. Reach forth your hand and trust your fist in my side. Amen. Knowing that I was wounded for the transgression. Said, on sinners plunge, I died, so that sinners may plunge beneath that flood and lose all their guilty stain. Are you listening today? Have you plunged beneath that flood? What flood? The flood of Jesus' blood. Says, as He hang on the cross, and they pressed Him in their side, and they saw He was truly dying, they refused to break His leg, so that the scripture might be fulfilled. And they passed Him in His side and came out of His side, blood and water. There's a fountain filled with blood came from the side of my Savior. And whoever plunged beneath that flood, whoever are able to humble themselves and plunge beneath that flood, my friend, it's a hard thing for humanity to plunge beneath that flood and lose all their guilty stain. This is Dr. Cox Master Time. If this conversation mean anything to you, you can call 305-366-9505. Or you may write 9350 Northwest 23rd Avenue, Miami, Florida, 23147. Or if you're in the city of Miami, you are invited to come to the Tabernacle, 1351 Northwest 67th Street, Miami, Florida. Where the Right Bishop Walter Harris Richardson is the pastor and overseer. And you will hear a testimony of those who have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and they are waiting and they are living free from sin, waiting when you call, amen, to answer to his name, and they'll join those and sing the song that the angel can't sing. I have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, our beloved. What a joy. We'll read begin from the 16th chapter, the first chapter in the 16th verse. It said, and I baptized also the household of Stephen, besides I knew not whether I baptized any other. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words. Cross of Christ shall be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishly. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputers of the world? Had not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For also, for after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jew require a sign, and the Greek seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jew a stumbling block, and unto the Greek foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jew and Greek, Christ's power of God and the wisdom of God. But unto them which are called, both Jew and Greek, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. But you see, calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised, had God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. Now no flesh shall glory in his presence, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according after the tradition, he that gloried, let him glory in the Lord. Oh, my friend, today I want you to know, my eyes have seen the glory of the presence of the Lord, and his truth is marching on. Our beloved, he left us here, and one day we too, if he don't come, we'll go off the scene. Just like other men, go back to the dust. But if you believe, and if you accept him as your Savior, we shall rise on that morning. We shall rise and go to see Jesus on that happy morning when we all shall rise, praising Jesus, Savior, for eternity. Don't you want to be rise? Don't you be one of those that rise on that happy morning? Oh, my friend, I'm working day by day, and I may be one of those who will rise on that happy morning. On that happy morning when we all shall rise and go to see Jesus. Oh, my friend, this is Dr. Cox Master's time. I'm pleading with you, so that you may rise if your soul is saved, sanctified, cleaned by the blood of the Lamb. You too will sing the song on that happy morning when we all shall rise and go to meet him. Ah, beloved, we sit down at the welcome table. Ah, beloved, we rise and go to meet him. Oh, what shouting. Oh, what singing. Oh, what rejoicing on that happy morning. I come, on that happy morning when we all shall rise. My friend, today, are you expecting? Are you looking? Before I leave you, my friend, I want to remind you of the two trains. One train is bound for glory. For the gates are pearl and the streets are gold, and the silver and water running down the throne of God, and the cherubim hiding his face with their wings. The angels bow down before them and holy, holy, my Lord. The Lord is garden, tree of life, standing in the background. He invites you. Say, come and dine. Come and dine. The master call. Oh, you can eat at Jesus' table all the time. It's an invitation a free invitation to come on down. But on the other hand, there's another train that's riding and is bound for hell. And the devil himself is the engineer. He told his passenger, yes, you are the right place. You have paid your fare. You are plundered. You have stolen. You have murdered. You have treated. You have worked under the table. You have stabbed your brother and your sister in the back. You have backbited. You have tell lies. Oh, you have pushed down your brothers so that you may be promoted. But you had paid your fare. You had paid your fare on this hellbound train. And I will land you safe. I will land you safe in the lake of fire where the worm died not, where the worm died not, and the fire not quenched. I will love it. What a payday. You have paid your fare. You have worked all your life, and you have paid your fare, and your pay will be in the lake of fire. He said, ha, 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 ha. I land you safe because you have paid your fare. You know, amen, you know you have paid your fare, amen, and I land you safe. Yes, I land you in the lake of fire. Where the worm die not, and the fire not quench. And oh, beloved, you can escape. You can escape right now. There is a few moments that you can, in your heart, lift your heart to Christ and say, Lord, save me. Save me. Before the day is too late. And if you cry unto him with a sincere heart, he'll save your soul. He'll make you whole. He'll write your name. He'll blot out all your sins and transgressions. And he'll write your name on the road. And when the road is called up yonder, you shall be there. But if you fail, if you embarrass, if you ashamed, I'll be ashamed. If you embarrass, you'll be one of those that take that awesome ride on the hellbound train, where the worm, I land you in the lake of fire, where the worm. Our beloved, have you ever seen a worm where the worm died not? And where in the lake and the fire not quenched? Our friend, it's the reality. It's the reality. And God bless you. And God keep you. That you will make that awesome decision that you ask God to save me at the cross. It was done at the cross. You see, it was done at the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith.